The report into the death of Aoife Johnston at University Hospital Limerick is due to be published imminently. 16-year-old Aoife, who was from Shannon in County Clare, died after a lengthy wait in the hospital's emergency department. An inquest found she had died due to medical misadventure. Let's go to Limerick now and our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran. Cathy, before we talk about this report, will you bring us back to December of 2022 and the death of Aoife Johnston? What happened?
Yes, well, 16-year-old Aoife Johnston died from meningitis at University Hospital Limerick on Monday, December 19th, 2022, 2 days after presenting at the ED department there with symptoms of suspected sepsis. Her condition worsened significantly over those 2 days. Now, it was 12 hours before she was seen and assessed by a doctor who prescribed antibiotics, which could have saved her life, and 14 hours before those drugs were administered, and she was eventually transferred to the ICU. Now, an inquest into her death over 4 days last April heard of chaotic overcrowding and an unsafe environment, with staff trying to cope with over 190 patients in UHL's ED that Saturday night. It was described by staff as like a war zone and a death trap, with every conceivable space taken up, such was the extent of the overcrowding. Now, December 17th that year, when Aoife Johnston was first brought in by her parents, was also a Saturday night, the weekend before Christmas, and the weather was very poor, leading to a lot of patients presenting with fractures. So there was a significant overcrowding. There wasn't even a trolley available for the sick teenager, and her parents had to put her on a makeshift bed made up of two chairs and covered her with the blanket. By the time the antibiotics were administered, it was just too late and sepsis had taken hold, and she died on the afternoon of December 19th, a day after she'd been transferred to ICU. Now, an internal review of the circumstances surrounding her care was ordered by the new HSE boss, Bernard Gloucester, last year, which found there were missed opportunities and a breach of the National Sepsis Guidelines, which states that the care of patients suffering with suspected sepsis must be escalated and that she should have been seen by a doctor within 15 minutes of that assessment. Now, on December 18th last year, just 1 day short of the first anniversary of her death, Mr. Gloucester appointed former Chief Justice Frank Clark to carry out an investigation, saying there was a need for accountability over what happened to Aoife Johnston and the circumstances which led to her death.
And we're now, Cathy, due to see the fruits of that investigation. Do we know what the report is likely to say?
Well, Frank Clark submitted his report in July to the HSE. We're hearing reports of what's not in it, and that is that it was unable to make findings of fact and attribute blame. Aoife's family barrister, Damien Tansey, said just this week that the family were profoundly disappointed with this aspect of the report, that it did not attribute blame for what happened to their beautiful daughter. They were seeking accountability, and it seems the report will give them no comfort on that issue. Now, the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group, who are fighting hard for an additional ED in the region, are also following this story very closely. Melanie Sheehan Cleary, whose own beautiful daughter Eve, aged 21, also died prematurely after waiting 13 hours on a trolley at UHL. She said, thinking about the Johnston family, she said, once again, families seem to be left without answers while the overcrowded conditions at UHL ED persist. However, a number of processes are underway in the wake of the work of Mr. Clark. We know that three members of the UHL executive, who were part of the top team at the time of Aoife's death, are currently on administrative leave as a result of the findings. And I understand two further staff are also facing possible disciplinary proceedings. So we will wait to see what the former Chief Justice Frank Clark has in his report.
Cathy, many thanks for that. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran, back with more on the News at One in just a moment.